Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 5, Scene 2, The Meeting of Nanda and Vasudeva. After the birth ceremony, Nanda Maharaj decided to go to Mathura to pay the annual tax to the government of Kamsa. Before leaving, Nanda called for the able cowherder men of the village and asked them to take care of Vrindavan in his absence. When Nanda Maharaj arrived in Mathura, Vasudev got the news and was very eager to congratulate his friend. Immediately Vasudev went to the place where Nanda Maharaj was staying. When Vasudev saw Nanda, he felt that he had regained his life. Overwhelmed with joy, Nanda immediately stood up and embraced Vasudeva. Vasudev was received very warmly and offered a nice place to sit. At that time, Vasudev was anxious about his two sons, Krishna and Balaram, who had been put under the protection of Nanda without Nanda's knowledge. With great anxiety, Vasudev inquired about them. Both Balaram and Krishna were the sons of Vasudev. Balaram was transferred to the womb of Rohini, Vasudev's own wife, but Rohini was kept under the protection of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna was personally delivered to Yashoda and exchanged with her daughter. Nanda Maharaj knew that Balaram was the son of Vasudev, although Nanda did not know that Krishna was also Vasudeva's son. But Vasudev was aware of the fact and inquired very eagerly about Krishna and Balaram. Vasudev then addressed Nanda Maharaj, "My dear brother, you were old enough and very anxious to beget a son, and yet you had none. Now, by the grace of the Lord, you are fortunate to have a very nice son. I think that this incident is very auspicious for you. Dear friend, I was imprisoned by Kamsa, and now I am released. Therefore, this is another birth for me, for I had no hope of seeing you again. But by God's grace, I can see you." Vasudev then expressed his anxiety about Krishna. Krishna was sent incognito to the bed of Mother Yashoda, and after very pompously celebrating his birth ceremony, Nanda went to Mathura, and so Vasudev was very pleased and said that this is a new birth for me. Vasudeva never expected that Krishna would live because all his other sons were killed by Kamsa. Vasudev continued speaking, "My dear friend, it is very difficult for us to live together. Although we have our family and relatives, our sons and daughters, by nature's own way, we are generally separated from one another. The reason for this is that every living entity appears on this earth under different pressures of fruitive activities. Although we assemble together, there is no certainty of us remaining together for a long time. According to one's fruitive activities, one has to act differently and thereby be separated. For example, many plants and creepers are floating on the waves of the ocean. Sometimes they come together, and sometimes they separate forever. One plant goes one way, and another plant goes another. So similarly, our family assembly may be very nice while we are living together, but after some time, in the course of the waves of time, we are ultimately separated." The purport of this expression by Vasudeva is this: Although Vasudeva had 8 sons born in the womb of Devaki, unfortunately they were all gone. Vasudeva could not even keep his one son Krishna with him. Vasudeva was feeling Krishna's separation, but could not express the real fact. So, please tell me, Nanda, about the welfare of Vrindavan. You have many animals. Are they happy? Are they getting sufficient grass and water? And please, let me know also whether the place where you are now living is undisturbed and peaceful. This inquiry was made by Vasudeva because Vasudeva was very anxious about the safety of Krishna. Vasudeva knew that Kamsa and his followers were trying to kill Krishna, sending various kinds of demons. They had already resolved that all children born within 10 days of the birthday of Krishna should be killed. And because Vasudeva was so anxious about Krishna, Vasudeva inquired about the safety of Krishna's residence. Vasudeva also inquired about Balaram and his mother Rohini, who were entrusted to the care of Nanda Maharaj. Vasudeva also reminded Nanda Maharaj that Balaram did not know his real father. Balaram knows you as his father, and now you have another child, Krishna, and I think you must be taking very nice care for both of them. Also significant is that Vasudeva inquired about the welfare of Nanda Maharaj's animals. The animals, and especially the cows, were protected exactly in the manner of one's children. Vasudeva was a Kshatriya and Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya. It is the duty of the Kshatriya to give protection to the citizens of mankind, and it is the duty of the Vaishyas to give protection to the cows. The cows are as important as the citizens, just as human citizens should be given all kinds of protection, so also the cows should be given full protection. Vasudeva continued to say that the maintenance of religious principles, economic development, and the satisfactory execution of meeting the demands of the senses depend on cooperation among relatives, nations, and all of humanity. Therefore, it is everyone's duty to see that his fellow citizens and the cows are not put into difficulty. One should see to the peace and comfort of his fellow man and the animals. The development of religious principles, economic development, and sense gratification can then be achieved without difficulty. Vasudeva expressed his sorrow due to not being able to give protection to his own sons born of Devaki. He was thinking that religious principles, economic development, and the satisfaction of his senses were therefore all lost. And so upon hearing this, Nanda Maharaj replied, "Oh, my dear Vasudeva, I know that you are very much aggrieved because the cruel King Kamsa has killed all your sons born of Devaki. Although the last child was a daughter, Kamsa could not kill her, and so she has entered into the celestial planets. My dear friend, do not be aggrieved. We are all being controlled by our past unseen activities. Everyone is subjected to his or her past deeds, and one who is conversant with the philosophy of karma and its reaction is a man in knowledge. Such a person will not be aggrieved at any incident, happy or miserable. Oh, my dear Nanda, If you have already paid the government taxes, then return soon to your place, because I think that there may be some disturbances in Gokula. After this friendly conversation between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva, Vasudeva returned to his home. The cowherder men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, who had come to Mathura to pay their taxes, also returned. And while Nanda Maharaj was returning home, he considered Vasudeva's warning that there might be some disturbance in Gokula. Certainly the advice was friendly, not false. So Nanda thought, there is some truth in it. Therefore, out of fear, Nanda began to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is quite natural for a devotee in danger to think of Krishna, because the devotee has no other shelter. When a child is in danger, the child takes shelter of its mother or father. And similarly, a devotee is always under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when a devotee specifically sees some danger, he or she remembers the Lord very rapidly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.